Blog Talk Radio.
It feels so good to be cared for. Back up now, just a little more. The feeling someone's always there, just to show how much they care. The feeling you're not alone. Now she's a part of your home, with so much to protect each day. Caring goes a long, long way. Nationwide, on your side.
Huddle up. It is I, your sports prognosticator, D. Gibb, a.k.a. Coach D. Gibb, for y'all out there. Calling live from Lagos, Nigeria, by way of Long Beach, California. It is the Huddle Sports Nation. Before I start this show off, I want to dedicate this show to a dear friend of mine who passed away today, J.R. Epps. Give about a 10-minute moment of silence, please, for JR. Peace, brother. I love you. So, I want to start with a squander opportunity. Okay? The Milwaukee Bucks won the NBA championship. But was it a squander? The 76ers, because that should have been our parade, okay? Should have been our parade for three reasons. One reason, we were a better team. Two reason, we got more talent. The third reason, we got more superstars, allegedly. And if you look at them on paper, had we probably dueled up with them, the egregious, I don't want to hear, and if anybody talked to me about Devin Booker, he needs to go find how to play some defense, because his defense, he is El Messi. He is Ole. He might as well be in this, in the middle of Spain with a hat on and a bull coming at him.
With you're a hater, red
tape. Ole.
You're a hater, man. You're a hater. I mean, Devin Booker played
Devin
some of the
Booker
best basketball of his life.
Devin Booker's defense is Trizzy. Oh, you hear me?
No. Stop.
Is it?
You're being disrespectful right now.
He can't stay in front of anybody, or he chooses not to. His defense is whack. And that's part of the reason why they lost.
Well, no, part of the reason why the Phoenix Suns lost is because they kept feeding the ball to Booker. They had no talent to beat Milwaukee. Milwaukee was the better team, and they had too many bigs that were doing too many big things. Now, I'm going to bring up a point to you right now, sir.
You
believe
that?
We'll get to the 76ers.
You believe that?
Yes, the Phoenix Suns have less talent than the Milwaukee Bucks. Yes.
You believe that?
Did Milwaukee come back and beat them four straight? Yes or no? After the Suns had a 2-0 lead.
Let's go position by position. Point guard. Who's a better point guard? Milwaukee point guard who is who? Holiday.
A great pro in Drew Holiday. Let me tell you about
than
the
Chris
pros,
Paul.
Though.
Is he better
Chris
than
Chris Paul,
Paul
is a point guard. That's the difference. Okay, continue.
Is he better than Chris Paul?
I just said no. Chris Paul is a point guard. Continue.
Okay. Shooting guard. Devin Booker against who for Milwaukee?
Chris Middleton. Chris Middleton,
who's
right?
Middleton plays like a – who's the three then? I thought Middleton played three. But nonetheless.
He plays two or three in that offense.
Okay. However you want to slice it and dice it.
All right, they're bigs. Definitely didn't. Okay, that's two players.
Okay
go to the
forward.
Small forward.
Nothing. Small forward.
Go ahead.
Mikal Bridges against who on Milwaukee?
It would be some kind of switch up between Tucker and your boy Middleton.
Okay. So we all know Mikal Bridges is not better than Middleton. He's better than Tucker on every day.
Okay. Now go to the powers.
Wash. So wash out. We all know Giannis is better than whoever they got over there at power forward. Who they running with, Crowder?
And Brooke Lopez was better than eight.
He's not better than eight.
Yeah, he is.
You know what?
DeAndre Ayton, man, is an MB wannabe. He's an MB wannabe. Come
on, what, oh.
Cut it out.
You know what? Oh, so okay, with that five, I still get advantage of the Phoenix Suns as a better ball club, hands down.
I'm gonna ask you a question.
Yeah, no business being up 2-0.
What happened? They were up 2-0 and they lost.
What happened
the
was
finals.
What happened was
Giannis.
Like you said, Giannis. Giannis realized y'all can't stop me at all, and I'm going to the well, and I'm going to kill y'all. I'm going to kill y'all down
okay.
low.
Let's go to the legacy. Let's go to Giannis's legacy. And I think a lot of people got it really, really messed up here. Giannis is a 2-time MVP.
Great.
A 1-time Defensive Player of the Year, and now NBA Finals.
Great.
Where do you put him now in that list now going to the Hall of Fame if he continues to go? He's already there because he continues to play. You know, he only needs a couple more championships to really solidify it.
All right, top.
Maybe one more championship.
He's vaulted into the top three of the studs in his league.
There you go. That's the first time Coach said something that was pointed tonight. Outstanding, Coach. You still deserve a show, but outstanding. Now,
I talk about the squandered opportunity
of the 76ers.
This is a squandered opportunity. And the opportunity, you know, the window in these leagues are smaller and smaller, man.
Mm-hmm.
So,
okay, let's go there.
I'm really – go ahead.
Let's go there. Okay, if you try to trade Ben Simmons, the only logical trade would be for Damian Lillard. But what you have to give up, it would be a number one, infallible. Hopefully not Maxie, too. Because I think Maxie really makes this squad. And I think Maxie can play the two with Damian Lillard. And
how
this squad goes crazy.
How many more years Damian Lillard got playing on the level that he playing on?
Four more years.
Okay. And that's a fair assessment.
If you want to win now, you get Lillard. If you want to win right now, the 76ers, Josh Harris and company, if you want to win right now, the lineup of Damian Lillard, Tyrese Maxey, whoever you want to put, and I'm talking about bring back Covington. Bring back Covington. Bring him back. Why not?
Defense.
He can play that. He can play that three. And then you got Tobias Harris and Embiid. That's a tough team, baby. And if you try to pull, If you could try to pull J.J. Redick out, because he don't want to be there.
No.
He wants to come back home.
We don't need him. No, we don't need him. We got our sniper off the bench. Now Seth can come off the bench and kill the second unit. Sounds good. Sounds good, bro.
Well, it sounds like the Sixers cut Shake, huh? What's up with that?
I don't know. I'm speechless about them cutting Shake Miller. No. You know why?
And he'll end up going somewhere like Boston and killing us.
You know why they cut him? Because they knew he was going. He played for some money. Played his way
and
in.
And you got Maxie there.
Yeah. And Maxie got a better.
He can flat out play, bro. I told you he's a poor man's John. He's a poor man's John Morant right now, but he can become a Tyrese Maxey very, very, very shortly in this league. He has the talent. See, that's what Portland really wants. They would take Maxey in the number one to trade Lillard, and it might be a three. It might have to be a three-team deal.
I don't want Maxey to go. If Maxey go, that nullifies the trade. He should be the most untraded. You know, of course, without Embiid or whatever, but he should be an untradeable player right now.
Man, that talent that boy got, man. All he wants to do is play. And what's sad about it is all he wants to do is play basketball.
All he wants to do is play
basketball. I see him over there just twiddling his knuckles and feet and hands. He just want to get in the game, bro. He knows
he's
he
like,
can play.
This nut don't want to shoot. This nut don't want to shoot. Please put me in the game. Let them leave me open. I'm scoring.
Okay. So what happens if Simmons stays? What do you
Simmons
do?
Stays. You get Simmons is going to have to help learn how to be more like Larry Bird and play point forward and not point guard. Okay.
Correct.
There's no way we can
play at that position at the four position. Because right, let me tell you something. If Ben Simmons gets down low, hardly no one can outpost him. He gets down low, man, and gets really, really, you know, simple. You know, with his basketball prowess?
Oh, my God.
And if he ever takes a shot,
it's a
Lord
combination of what he got to do. It's a combination. He needs to study because what's his name didn't have a jump shot, but he was so effective. Kevin McHale didn't have no jump shot.
There you go.
Didn't? I'm just kidding. And shout out to great Kevin McHale. I know there's a whole different league, and I know y'all new guys like, what? Kevin McHale couldn't hang out. Yes, he could.
Yes, he could.
To hang out today. Okay? That body on you, and he knew how to get that ball. It didn't look pretty, but it got in the basket.
Man, he had a lot of finesseful speed, you know.
And he had finesse.
Spots.
Yes, he did.
And his steps, yes, his footwork was, you know, magnificent. But, you know, que sera, sera. We're talking about Benjamin Simmons here.
Ben has to learn how to now play down low, which he does not know how to do it. But he has to learn. He has to learn how to offensive rebound. That's something that Dwight Howard is teaching. Are we keeping Dwight Howard or what are we doing here?
Yeah, we keep Dwight.
Okay.
We keep Dwight.
I will.
At least one more year.
One more year for Dwight. Dwight could teach him how to offensive rebound and get easy buckets on putbacks. New role is Ben. You are now the fourth option and learn to like it.
There you go. I love that. I love that. There you go, Coach.
You are not the first. The three options on our team is Tobias, of course, Embiid and Maxey. Ben, you're four.
I'm going to go into something else right now. Before I go into that, y'all need a running back. Cam Akers out for the year. Okay, now.
Okay, so I could go into that. Now, I mean, I'll go into that. You want me to go into? You want to start there? Because that doesn't hold
right
now. Mm-hmm. Okay, because there's another guy out there that fits our system very well.
Oh man, that Le'Veon Bell.
Yes, his name is Le'Veon Bell.
Oh man, I think he's clown shoes.
Listen. Oh, think about it. I would take AP. You want to know why? AP production as a non-starter at 36 years old was impeccable. He only had 126 touches, 608 yards, and 7 touchdowns. I can live with that. P don't do is what Le'Veon does, is swing out on them swing routes. You can line, as a decoy, you can line Le'Veon out wide.
So what happened last year? What happened last year with the Chiefs? Why couldn't Andy Reid use him?
I think Le'Veon's attitude and his head was on his back, and Andy was like, listen, dog, you're not coming in here running nothing. You're going to sit on that bench. What the boy from the Titans told Petey? Andy Reid Petey, yo. You're going to start next year. But tonight and for the rest of the season, you're going to cheer your teammates on. And Le'Veon ain't like it. Talent's building.
Yeah.
And we don't
listen,
need
man,
enough
I saw,
to do.
I saw the ring ceremony, man, for the Bucks. And I saw LeSean McCoy jump up and down, man, like he did something last year. Egregious.
He did a shot egregious. Shady. And listen, they threw his name in the mix. We don't want him.
No, he's clown shoes.
Yo, listen, it's already now the writing on the wall that, like, again, it don't really, hey, man, McVay want to throw anyhow.
Well, I mean, you know what, if Le'Veon Bell can come and do something for y'all, man, that'd be great. I mean, it'd be, you know, good fresh air. He's out there in Los Angeles, brand new stadium.
All right,
I'm glad y'all changed our uniforms back. Because them uniforms last year were egregious.
Right.
Them things were ugly.
Yeah, they were sick. But now we back to being real, okay? We was cartoon land last year.
Yeah, you were.
Now we back to being real. And Le'Veon helps us out tremendously. We're gonna get. I'm telling you, I know how my organization thinks. They like we don't because Darrell Henderson, he's a good back, but he don't hit the hole. He ain't gonna get you on 3rd and 3. You don't want him behind there.
<He's stupid. laughs>
But you want him on 1st down running that stretch play. You want him on 1st and 2nd down running them stretch plays. You don't want him on 3rd and 3 trying to bust up no gaps. That's not his game. And it won't be his game. We don't need to be his. And he can't.
Well, I'm going to go there. I know the people that have been waiting to get on this program tonight are going to love what I'm about to say. Do not support the Olympic Games. It is played out. Black people out there, do not look at these games. Okay? Because they're exploiting us. Without the black athlete, there is no United States Olympic Committee. Okay? Now, we all know that through, politics, situations, not following the so-called rules, Sha'Carri Richardson is home watching, or maybe not watching Olympics. If you listen to us, Ms. Richardson, you damn sure should not be watching Olympics. It is played out. No one want to watch us be exploited all around the world. There shouldn't be any black person, to me, in my opinion, in the Olympic Games. Because already Tokyo on some clown shoe shit. They already telling you that they don't want you protesting.
Yeah.
I'm going to be my first caller for the evening and see how they feel about what I just said. Caller number one, this is Sports, and this is Huddle. Who are you? Where are you calling from? And do you agree with what I said that no black person or no Melanite person should be representing America in the Olympic Games?
Hello, this is Asa Asun Ray, calling from the land of Nubia.
Hey. How you doing?
All is well. How y'all doing tonight?
We are good. Did you just hear what I just said?
Yes, I heard what you said, Brother O. I'm going to say this. We need to stop trying to be the puppets on the string in the media, period.
Okay, because I got something to go. I want to go there. I want to ask you a question about something, but go ahead. And this is, go ahead.
I agree.
You know, you go back to 1968.
Let me ask you a question.
Go back to 1968 when we just put up a black, black gloves in the fist and those guys still didn't get their medals. They won the race. So I asked the International Olympic Committee, are you going to still add their count to your medal count? Because they don't have the gold, right? You gave it to someone else, so how can you add them to the medal count? You know, but, you know, egregious and no, and that's what happens here in this turtle island that's called America. Go ahead, Coach.
Let me ask you a question. What do you think about the sizable contribution to the anchor guy? Or the, my fault, Obama's advisor, Bezos?
Oh, shoot. No, you didn't.
Who is that?
Okay. You know who Jeff Bezos is, right?
No.
Okay, Jeff Bezos is the founder of Amazon. Jeff Bezos is worth $206 billion. He just gave
Just flew into space.
Charged this poor boy $20 million. Well, not poor boy. This entitled rich little boy. $20 million to fly into space. So, I'm just asking, he gave a black anchor guy, who, a correspondent guy, he actually does not even on the CNN like that. He only pops up as to say, he's definitely for Black Lives Matter movement, too.
Oh, God. You talking Mark Hill?
Yeah. He gave him, gave him $100 million. To do what he wants to do with the money. He gave him $100 million to do what he wants to do with the money.
Why did he give him that type of rack? What type of lick is this? Hey, Jeff Bezos, give me a lick like that, sir. Why did he do that?
$100 million.
You know what I would say to that?
Mm-hmm.
Our people love the devil because the devil gives them nothing.
Okay.
Well, the devil should have gave him something.
$100 million. $100 million to this guy probably has no connection to any black community anywhere. Nonetheless,
he don't care about nothing, man. He's just like Stephen A. Smith, man. He's a person that's guided by these so-called people to talk against anything that a black person is doing positively.
Yep.
That's some deep stuff right there, man. You know, this Mark Hill dude don't give a damn about nobody that wear brown skin. Nobody.
Nope.
He is beyond a puppet.
Yep.
Okay?
He is beyond a puppet.
He's a sock with two holes in it.
Right, when you said playing hoodie on.
Wow. $100 million.
And listen, to do whatever he does, the stipulation is to do whatever he wants to do with the money. That's the stipulation, Offset.
Well, he already signed a contract stating he is not to give anything back to the community. I guarantee you that. And I'm going to say something that I've been thinking about since I was...
You know that. He is instructed, and that was almost indoctrinating him that you give anybody... If you come to Walmart and you try to buy Flint, Michigan, a billion bottles of water, something's going to happen again.
Listen, I've always said, you know, ever since I was a youngin', that I believe that a lot of athletes, especially superstar athletes, are told not to, well, do little things. But, I mean, you imagine all the millions of dollars are so-called, I'll say this now because I'll say this on this line, so-called black people, so-called black athletes. You imagine how communities can be changed in a New York minute in a fast tweet. That's a lot of resource. That's a lot of resource. Arset, what's your opinion on that?
The thing is, when you are coming in contact with that kind of money, you must understand that you're signing your life away. You're not that. A lot of people look at $100 million like that's a lot of money. That's nothing. You can blow $100 million in a day. You know, so my thing is why would anybody want to even get into that kind of thing knowing what you have to do to stay in that game because you can't get out?
Church on that one.
Offset, you get a triple. You get the triple applause for that one.
Thank you very much.
It's real.
I'm only asking that because this is another puppet that just got some more money to puppeteer. Okay, so wow. Meanwhile, in real news, our mayor of Philadelphia.
He will not
do it because he's running. Look at the bigger picture, Offset. He's running for mayor. He's running for governor. You don't want to say there's a state of emergency with killings here because why? It's going to make his term look weak. So when he runs for
if he calls the National Guard into Philadelphia, right now Philadelphia is leading Chicago by 3 bodies tonight as we speak. So Philadelphia is the murder capital of the country. If he calls into the Pennsylvania National Guard, he is weak.
So he can't do it. Instead of doing it and saying, "Well, look, the only way I could did this because is our resources is low," you know, whatever he had to do to get this situation somewhat under wraps, because this we need these people. Listen, this is a state of emergency because I understand what they're doing, or we're under the guise of the perfect example of depolicing. We're depoliced here, but nobody's saying anything. There's no cop presence on the street. People just running over people. People running around traffic. People driving like they ain't got no sense. People jumping out, punching people in the face. They only around when it's time to put the tape up. So they hide in Dunkin' Donuts parking lot. They hide in Walmart. They hiding. The cops are just hiding. So we are really being depoliced here. But no one wants to come out and outright say it. But that's what's going on here.
Well, the thing is, once you defund the police, that's when they feel like they're not obligated to protect certain communities, especially Black communities. I mean, they barely come in the hood as it is. So you defund them, and then you think they're going to go out and protect the communities as normal. No. Going to have to police your own communities, buddy.
We've been saying that, and it's funny you said that, Arset. We've been saying that.
We've been saying that 100%.
But here's the thing, though.
Hey, Austin, I need you to keep calling in every week, babe, because you bring so much substance to my show, and I thank you for that. But go ahead.
I'm glad she does, because you shouldn't have a show. Go ahead, Austin. I'm sorry.
You can't let anybody police the community, because I think I mentioned this once before on your show. There has to be requirements on who can, you know, conceal weapons and who can't, because you got some straight lunatics out here. You know what I'm saying? You got a whole bunch of Tupacs running around, and you don't need no hot Tupac running around trying to police the community. So that is the problem with us. We don't know how to properly protect our communities.
You ain't got no argument from that for me, sweetheart. So,
I mean, I brought this all to light about this. It's just a puppeteer game that's going on, and people are just falling. Like, we so – we just, like, we in a state of numb. We're numb. We've been bamboozled so bad. It's like, what do you believe now? What do you believe? Well, what you shouldn't be believing is what these people on CNN is talking about, because they're liars.
Yeah, man, control. The media, man, is skeptical in all things. But I'm going to ask you a question.
Until I vision.
Thank you. This situation. Should the Pennsylvania National Guard come to Philadelphia?
Yes.
Coach.
They need to come. And
why?
No. Well, you say no, I say yeah. Yeah. Well, let me tell you. Let's go to your no first. Okay, go. Tell me why not.
You want the why not first?
Yeah, because we need a hard dose of reality of what could happen to you when you engage in war type times.
Because it could happen two ways. Once the military and stuff is involved, mm-hmm. You're not even protected under that. You're liable to get shot and killed
mm-hmm.
on the scene. Because mm-hmm. they're not there to protect you, and you're crazy think they are.
What are they there to protect, Carset?
They're there to protect their standing ground of whatever order that they have, whatever code that they have go by,
mm-hmm.
then that's what that is. That has nothing
it's
to do
word.
With the people.
It's
they,
one word.
They don't care about the people.
Right. This one word. Don't they're there to protect property. They're there to protect property.
Right.
Okay. I agree. With that.
So when you see those guys come down in tanks and so-called ghettos, man, that's saying that the people that live there, the good so-called law-abiding people, are animals too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have property. Me and you both have property.
I don't know the answer, but something has to be done, okay? Because we're getting – it's now starting to get into now. We are now really committing – when, you know, it's all ha-ha heat with the genocide game. No, we're really committing genocide now.
And Two murders a day in Philadelphia is average. That's crazy.
I think that if we, just listen to my weird ideology.
Is weird.
The presence of a tank on 52nd Street to get these gun yielding idiots to stop shooting pregnant women. Because they know one thing that's going to happen to them if they catch them in the act of a violent crime.
They're going to shoot.
They're going to shoot. And let me tell you something. If you are out here harming people for a ride in the car or any type of goofiness to do harm to somebody, you should be eradicated anyhow. You should be eradicated.
Mm. That's rough. Because you know what you just said?
No way
on international radio, did you hear what you just said?
Can I say something?
Yeah, please stop. Stop him, please.
I just want to say this, Coach. Okay, check this out. I live in New York City.
It's one of the safest cities in the country.
No. New York is a jungle. There's a shooting.
Y'all the 17th murder capital. Y'all really pretty safe compared to, you know, St. Louis, Detroit, and then two top cities.
Continue.
Well, ever since the defund of the police, we haven't had much of no policing. Like, it's crazy. Like, it's really crazy. So, and the cops, they ain't coming for another 3-4 hours certain places. So if you get shot, you just shot.
Mm-hmm. But y'all guys have over more than 10 million people, 10 million stories. And with those 10 million people in five boroughs, that gun law y'all have up there, a lot of the so-called, you know, thuggy thugs know they're going right to Rikers Island.
Okay.
You know what I mean? With gasoline draws on.
with a five-year minimum.
That has to be done. Yes, five-year minimum. Now, in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, there is no law like that. And I think that's what you have to change. You have to change the laws. You know, it's like, boom, you do this, you're gone. And I know, Chinchilla Jonesi, I hope you're listening, and I know what you do every week about the exonerations of people that have not committed crimes. That's good. But these guys who are committing these crimes, I don't care if they're young. Oh, the juvenile shouldn't serve like a – yes, they should. If you're going out there killing adults and you know what you're doing, yes, a juvenile should serve just like an adult. I'm not trying to hear that shit. And Chinchilla, please, you agree, you can call in. Hope you're listening. If you're a juvenile committing those crimes, I think you should do the time.
Offset.
That's my opinion.
I do mentoring on youth, too, right? So I went one of the worst.
Uh-huh.
I was in Kensington last week, right?
Oh, my God. Oh, I just had dinner. Don't make me so right.
I grabbed a drug dealer from each corner, and I paid them to come to this seminar. Right?
All right. That's good activism. All right. Only Dynasty's fantastic. Go ahead, continue.
I paid five drug dealers or whatever. We don't know what they are, right?
Mm-hmm.
Come to this seminar. I paid them $100 a piece just to say, look, I only need you for 20 minutes. Just 20 minutes of your time to sit here, and I just want to get into your mind, okay? You know what 7 out of the 10 people told me?
No.
They told me. And they were all from the age range. Now, here's the age bracket. 15, nobody was over 21.
That makes sense.
I wanted to cry. They said, well, bottom line is, OG, if you ain't kill nobody, you nobody out here. Yeah, if you don't got no bodies, you know, or shoot people, or shoot at somebody, you're not thorough, you're not decent. This is the
you're heavyweight champion of the world, or former. Deontay Wilder said that he's not anything until he kills somebody in the ring, until he get a body.
See?
Now let's take it right back to sports. You heard what he said.
Mm-hmm.
That's egregious.
Yeah.
He wants to knock somebody out so bad that he kills somebody in the ring. That's the mentality of these young kids. You know, and, you know, we have the right to bear arms. And I never go out my house unless I'm well-dressed. So please be careful, anybody. But you know, we know good people who are well-dressed don't want to, you know, use their dressing on anybody. You know what I mean? That's not what we do. But the fact of the matter is that, hey, you know, what is it?
Offset mm-hmm. is the reason why, again, I think that these people should be here. Because, see, we it's just not, it's us. It's sad. Because, all right, in this climate right now, I think you may look at me and say, yo, well, that's deep. I think the best thing for black people to do is stay away from each other. If we don't have no business dealings with each other, stay away from each other at all costs. We need to avoid each other at all costs. Because we're so filled with poisonous thoughts that stem from not just that was embedded in us, and we're so delusional, that we need to stay away from each other. All that calling somebody on the phone just to talk to them, it ends up with that conversation could go to become backbiting, slander, or negativity. So if you ain't got no, like, camaraderie with somebody you grew up, I'm not talking about somebody you really know. I'm not talking about a family. I'm talking about just the random people. If you're walking down the street and you see three young black brothers, put your head down and go the other way. Because that energy that's about to give off could even go one way. You could come down the street like I do. When I see these young brothers, me all you, I got so many ways to take the grunge off your face and turn your frown upside down. It'd be ridiculous. I overwhelm them with my positivity, but I'm not coming. So if you ain't got nothing constructive to say to somebody in this climate right now, black people need to avoid each other at all costs.
Wow, that's some deep stuff to say. Hold on, man. I think that a lot of times y'all use the dog technique. You know, a dog knows when you're afraid. You know,
do you know, a lot of people know.
Yeah.
Any of that, Offset? Offset, do you agree with anything I just said?
Well, honestly, I think that you should be able to balance because you can't. That's like saying you're trying to run away from your problems and you're trying to remove yourself from the negative. And we all know, dealing with supreme mathematics, there is no positive without the negative. There is no negative
Correct.
Without the positive.
Sure.
So you have to balance
sure.
yourself. You have to be able to conduct yourself in the company of the disagreeable energies that you are surrounded.
You can change the atmosphere.
Okay.
I know that. I know that because I'm out here in these streets. I'm telling you, Coach, I'm out here in these streets.
I know you is.
You know,
you could fight me.
You know,
and we
kindred spirits, and there's things called common sense. If you know there's a lot of young people hanging out in front of a place that you might want to get beer from, then you need
right.
to change your atmosphere and get beer somewhere else.
Correct.
Common
Very
sense.
Very good.
Common sense. If you know that you know this karaoke bar always has something going on outside, then why are you still going there? You know, because you know, we live in a world right now that trouble finds you. You ain't got to find
right.
trouble. Trouble finds you. So why would you go to a place?
See?
Right.
You just felt seven You just proved my theory correct. Common sense is telling you that I'm staying away from that. Now, I'm not saying I'm not saying it on the, oh, we scared of each other. But I'm just saying right now. We need to avoid each other at all costs because there's too many people out here that are drug-induced, mental, and got guns on them.
But what are you avoiding?
I'm going to blame the Adderall and the Ritalin. It starts early. They know they're diabolical. Our children are drug addicts from age 6.
She asked you a question, but I'm going to answer her question. What am I avoiding? I'm avoiding a potential confrontation that can go left by me not even interacting with you, by me not having to say, hey, I don't want to look at your sneaks. I don't want to see what you got in your pocket. I am not even, you don't exist to me. Sad as it is, this is the only way to me, for real, to dispel some of the violence. Because the problem with these young people is they want to be seen, they want to be heard, and they want to be felt. Three things that
Again.
We were talking when we were coming up of. Will you shut up, observe, and be quiet.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's the total
wait.
Opposite.
Go ahead, Offset.
Are you saying that you can't
I'm
not talking about a colleague. I'm not talking about you going to go somebody y'all got common interest and y'all bond or y'all doing something productive together. I'm talking about just randomly like Brother O said, common sense will tell you at our age me and O ain't got nothing to prove that we tough by getting out at Q and Shelton and going in there getting
Ooh.
A soda.
No, you didn't say Chew and Shelton. All the folks out there listening in Germantown, okay, everybody Chew and Shelton ain't bad. But, you know, Coach is going somewhere with that one. What'd you talk about Chew and Shelton, man? I got family down there. Watch your mouth. No, I'm scared.
I do, too. But I don't have nothing to prove when it's 11 young people standing in the doorway.
No way in the world.
Door.
Mm-mm.
I have that because one, they're going to start yelling out, y'all know him? Y'all know him? No, y'all know him? Oh, go get the gun. He out. So,
yep.
See what I'm saying? Why would he just stay away from me? Stop going in people's neighborhoods thinking it's cool. Young people getting out the car. You going to go get your Dutch at that store? No, it's not
Mm-mm.
safe.
Not only that, though. Anybody want to get their Dutches and all that? You know, you can go online and do that, you know. You ain't got
exactly.
You can have a little right there. Go puff. Like,
it's
use your brain. Now, when you talk about activism, this is where I'm going at, Offset. And I'm going to go back to what I just said about how drug addicts start. You know, activism, like this brother just said, he's trying to do his best, and I know he's not going to stop trying to do his best. Activism, trying to reach these people, That's not what Derek is saying, because Derek doesn't have to go to the bar or to the nearest deli or the stop-and-go beer stop to preach. That's what Only Dines is, you know, putting out the word saying, hey, man, I got something. I got a word for you. We got 24 different people to give you a different word. So it's like, you know, using, you know, the Internet and the prowess of alternative broadcasting to our advantage. And then being an activist, you know, I put my life on the line a lot, you know, helping out children, flying different cities, you know, being that. So I've done that, been there, done that. And I'm like almost like a Dr. Palmer to a certain extent. Now it's time for the young people to step up and say, okay, you know, our old, so-called OGs have done their part. You know, we can still do our part as we're still young men. But the young people can be changed in a positive light. Now, going back to what I said, you're dealing with a young generation, really the first Ritalin, Adderall generation. Correct. You got a lot of brain-dead young people out here. And then they're smoking not even real weed.
They're not smoking real
weed. Synthetics. And some are smoking even K2. So their mind is altered to where reality is not even being in question. You don't know what you're doing. Then the vibes, because me being a disc jockey, and trust me, we got a show called Merc City coming home Monday that a lot of folk ain't going to like, but retro, and will have their right to express their opinion as young people in trap music, and that's what they do. Now, with the trap music, and I always tell them about situations, they come at me different ways, and, you know, come on, OG, we're not trying to hear that. That's our problem. They're not trying to hear it.
The problem.
And so you got the trap music now that, you know, it's not even the words of mumbling or whatever, but it's that, that's that beat and that vibe, that beat and that vibe, that beat and that vibe.
It's demonic. It's demonic. It's demonic. Coupled with lyrics, it, there are nothing but demonic.
If I don't know you, I'm going to shoot you. If I don't know you, I'm going to shoot you. That's future. If I don't know you, you're off, I'm going to shoot you. Like what? Like,
I'm going to shoot you.
That's how you start the song off? And these kids are listening to that. You know, anybody out there other than our set tonight, and she's on here, it's a forum, press one. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Don't be scared. Come on here and give your opinion.
553-9133. Y'all know the line. Stop being scared. Don't be scared. Everybody,
you know, this is one of the shows, man, that always steps on bunions. You know what I mean? Arset, what is your if you had a plan, Arset? I'm gonna say this here, Coach. If you had a plan, what would you dutifully do to help these young people out here through your ministry and what you're about?
Well, I'm already doing that, really, through the radio show and the knowledge and stuff that I'm given. Really, I think at this point, due to my past experiences trying to help the people, I think the people have to help themselves more because it starts at home first. So there's
all right. Well, I've been saying that for years.
Not really do other than just give them like knowledge and assist them as much as I can from there.
You're doing a great job with that, Offset.
And I'm proud of you, Offset. And one thing that Brother O stresses, okay, and this is such a start, okay? Do you know where your kids are at right now?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
How many times have you said that, O? Do you know right now where your kids are at right now?
I know where two kids are. Right now, I know where two kids are. My son and his wonderful girlfriend, you know, are right now here, chilling, relaxing. Both of them are of age. Both of them are college students. And both of them know to stay out of harm's way. They know to go do their shopping. My son protects his woman when he goes out. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, my son, you know, right to carry, okay? You know, take them to the gun range. You know what I'm saying? You got to teach our kids to protect themselves, too, in the right way.
We
I'm not trying to harm you, but if you mess with me, I'm going to take care of biz. You know, I'm going to TCB. Take care of business. So, But we teach our children to be righteous in everything they do. Do you know where your children are right now? I probably said it 300, 400 times.
You have
charity
said that, and it resonates
to me
every time you say it, because that is the most, that right there is, Jim's, the start, the healing. Do you know where your kids are at right now?
Yeah.
And if
we got no caller on
the
line.
You don't know where your kids are at right now, you part of the problem.
We got another caller right now. Caller, huddle. Who are you? Hold on, I said.
Hey, peace. Can y'all hear me?
Yes, I can. How you doing, brother?
How you doing, coach? How you doing, Hall of Fame producer?
I feel my hands like I always did.
And how you doing, brilliant and beautiful daughter of mine?
I'm doing good.
All right, so let me speak my piece right now. First of all, when you look at a lot of the things that's happening now, it reminds me of one of the editions that I read, I'm going to say back in the late 80s. And the name of this edition, before Scrolls, and there was an author that was called Saeed Issa El-Hadi Amaki, and he spoke about who's who on planet Earth. He didn't say mission planet Earth at the time, but who's who on planet Earth. Now, when you look at a lot of the I want to say our children today, but that's a misnomer, okay? Because when I say that we're dealing with, first of all, let me just do it this way so it'll make more sense. We're dealing with children, right, that was already soulless from the beginning because they fell here to Earth, and they look just like us, okay? And these are some of the children of the original beings that fell to Earth. That's one type of people we're dealing with. Droid attitude, and these young children are in such a state of confusion that came from the adults who also was confused, and everything in this society, especially over here in the shores of America, was catered to all of us, because see, this is the way America did it, in the way that they talk, because they want all of us to hate ourselves, because they always judge us as a whole. They don't dissect it the way that I'm doing my best to dissect it. So, to sum it up, you got original black devils that is already doing their part. These are the people that's in our image and after our likeness. And these are the damn idiots that will come in there and don't shoot the target. They want to shoot everybody just around them. These soulless bastards. Then you got the ignorant people that came out of a state of captivity or enslavement, and they're still thinking just like a people that has been enslaved. Then here's the unique thing about the people that's been enslaved. The people that's been enslaved for over 400 years was taught to worship and depend on everything in the image and after the likeness of a European. Now, here's the thing with that, because you got, I'm going to say 66.6% of Europeans don't want the responsibility for the hell that they put our people in for over 400-something years. Now, you got these people who's in a state of ignorance. Now, keep in mind, all of us is being judged as a whole. You don't get no real aid. And I ain't talking about no damn food stamps neither. I'm talking about real aid in the sense of being able to heal up being in a state of ignorance for such a long time. The truth of the matter is this is the state that they want. They want us to the point where we got wars amongst ourselves, because I always said it before and I'm going to say it again tonight. They don't do what I've done, no matter what they try. Okay? So now trying to reach especially the youth, and you don't know who you're approaching. Are you approaching a soulless person that just don't care? They ain't got no feelings. They don't give a damn what you look like. They, you know, I mean, these are the people that will kill somebody over a deal gone bad. Or to kill somebody, they just don't like that person. Or kill somebody that's on a rise to stardom, right? They'll kill them is because they can't get there. So we got a lot of stuff that's happening. But the crazy thing about it, though, here's the crazy thing about it, especially the people that's in an ignorant state that has been enslaved. You and I and my brilliant and beautiful daughter, we want to, and you got some of them, not all, will completely ignore what we're talking about. But I guarantee you, if you find a fair, and I have, matter of fact, I got some coming up that's in the image and after the likeness of a European, more about the plight, about what happened. And they're going to come on my show because, trust me, I've been doing this over 36 years. And I know that you got some of us who still want to be freed by the people that have held them in captive for such a long time. Ain't many people can say what I'm about to say. I don't need a so-called Arab to think for me. I don't need anyone to think for me because I think well enough on my own. But the fact of the matter is when we're dealing with trying to stop a runaway locomotive that's been on a path to destruction for such a long time, we got to be able to dissect it, who it is. Now, the last thing I want to say is it can be done because in the Ansar Law community, we had the power to approach these brothers, right? And they had one or two choices. Either they're going to convert or they're going to be dealt with. Ain't no in between. And we was able to do that for 20 years, you see? But how many people is really, really willing, able, and ready to take a stand like that?
Well, you know what, though, I got to cut you off for a second because there is a chat for you. I'm going to read that chat in a minute.
Okay.
I want you to stay on, because she has, you know, personal situation, she has to leave. But I got to say this from the gate. First of all, you know, I'm gonna tell you about it. Stop asking for a country to give you anything. They do not want to give you anything. They stole everything. Stole, you know, culture. Stole mathematics and science. Stole chemistry and then, you know, reworded as CH instead of K, which is chemistry, and told you it was theirs. And there's no reason. It starts God. The God starts within you. You are God. And a lot of people don't understand that. They don't get that. You know, common sense. You know, you don't put yourself in the way of the transgressor, but you do have the power to change the transgressor. That's the key. That's the key. Now, we have a person. His name is Buak. He lives in Savannah, Georgia. And I'm going to read this chat as best I can without being disrespectful to Brother Huni. Basically, in his words, you know, you are a former Nuwapian, and a lot of things that you say is trash, and I can't stand you. Your tongue should be cut out, and you are a traitor. Play by the team. You came up in that situation with Dr. Malachi Z. York and was a faithful steward. But you got a lot of people out there in the Nuwapian world, man, that feel that your tongue should be cut out. What do you say to that?
You know, first of all, I really, really laugh at that because here's what makes me different. Here's what makes me different, okay? I was never, ever meant to be a follower of anyone, okay? And I don't have to say to you or anyone else, my work speaks for itself, the love and respect I have for the sacred spiritual master teacher, but that's as far as it goes, okay? So I'm doing my part because I had my own personal experience. And unless you who wrote that about me in this chat. Unless you have your own personal experience, then you won't have a Sherlock Holmes clue at all about what's really happening. So you can feel however you want to feel about me. I mean, trust me. You know, you're not the first and you won't be the last. But I will say this, though. I will say this. I don't send no warnings. I don't send no threats. And when you're ready for your body to go ice cold, unless you're really, really ready to take it there, then I'm the right guy that will make your body go completely ice cold.
I said what you had to say about, you know, the Nuwapian community, and it's something that, you know, Derek, we addressed, me and Huni talked about a lot, you know, the hatred now of the whole, I would say the whole community, but a lot of people who are in the community, you know, leaders, that think your father's a traitor. What do you have to say to that?
Well, the master teacher didn't invite other black devils for nothing. And honestly, me and my father, we honestly don't care how people feel about us. We're beyond the mortal emotions, if that kind of makes sense. So it is what it is. What it is can't, they're mad at the divine light. They can't reach the level of consciousness that we're at, so they feel the need to throw shade, is what I like to call it. But all I'm going to say is never mess with the magic man and the magic girl.
I'm going to say this.
And I would say, thank you.
Hold on,
thank
hold on,
you
hold on,
so
hold on,
much.
Hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on, honey. I'm going to say something. Who am I including this family here? I don't care what you have against my brother, but he's going to be here. He represents only the dynasty, and he's a Hall of Famer. Let me explain something to you. You guys talk a lot, but don't prove a lot. How about that? A lot of you guys are Facebook gangsters. You talk about all this, you know, goodwill to the world and being able to be teaching our people the right way. I challenge the community of Nuwapians around the world to check that brother that had the audacity. Remember now, we don't censor anybody. So they have a chat, we're going to bring it on. However, understand, this is my brother from another mother. Even though our mothers are the same. Understand that we are behind our brother. And if you don't like it, you can kiss my whole entire black ass. And I can become your enemy too. How about that? You like that?
Amen.
Kiss my whole entire black ass.
I'm right.
How about this? I'm gonna tell you who I am. I'm a Crip. Honey Baka Tim, go ahead and talk. I said what I fucking said.
And I love you, too. But here's what I'm going to say, too, and I want it on record. I want you to hear me clearly. You're dealing with somebody. I'm one of the best that ever did it. Trust me. And I've said it many times before, and if you think I'm joking, that I'll take you from this world into the next and whip your ass for the rest of the eternity. It would never, ever
there
end
you go.
Me. Trust me. It'll never ever. You can believe on a mystery God if you want to, but I whip your ass that day and for the rest of eternity. It would never, ever end with me.
Hey, honey, I'm going to say something, man. He don't speak for that community. I'm just saying anybody's against my brother, no matter who he is or who she is, you're an enemy of us. We're family. If someone came on to talk shit about Sister Bessie and her show, you're the enemy of O&E. If you come on and talk shit about Offset, you're an enemy of O&E. Come on, you talk shit about Jared Thomas, you're an enemy of O&E. And all the rest of our hosts. Understand that. Anybody that talks shit about anybody on this network, right, Coach, you know how we get down, Coach, you uptown, right?
Yes.
Anybody
yes.
talks shit about anybody on this network, you are my enemy. I couldn't care less. If you were burning outside, I wouldn't have my two dogs piss on your ass. Never bring on another caller. And I mean what I say. No piss for my dog if you burn. On that note, this is the Huddle Sports Nation, y'all. The most outrageous sports show in history. Let me go back into my electronic technicians and take the next caller.
Caller. Caller, you're on Huddle Sports Nation.
Can you hear
caller?
Me?
Caller? Yeah, we can hear you now. Go ahead.
This is Jarek, the Gifted One Thomas, calling in tonight. How is everybody doing?
What's up, my man? What's going on, bro, bro? How you?
I'm good. What's going on? What's going on? Wow. I just heard some things that I just said. Let me press the one real quick and get in on this. For one, man, there are people who literally, their life, it's centered around them just being social media bullies.
Thank
so
you.
I
okay,
don't.
So, I'm going to go there,
I
too. I didn't cut you off,
media
I want to get the point across. Go ahead, brother. I'll pause.
Yeah.
We're going to get to that, too. Go ahead.
Yeah. Social media bullies, that's their job. They don't have real jobs. Their job is to get on social media and to talk shit. So.
Correct.
What I say to social media bullies, y'all see us in Walmart, y'all see us in the street, y'all see us at gas stations, and you don't say anything. What is the point of you saying what you say on social media and see us in the streets and don't say anything? So you're intimidated by us in person to get on social media and say it on social media. So what I say to social media thugs, suck my dick, because you're no real importance if you go on social media and say the shit that you would love to say to my face or any of us on ONE's face. Go to hell. What's your point? If you are that obsessed, because they're obsessed fans, I'm going to call them obsessed fans, and I definitely agree with Arset. It is shady, but at the same time, if you're that bent out of shape, if you know who I am, if you see my face, approach me and talk to me. I'm not going to bite your fucking head off. It's what you say is going to determine what I say or what any of us here say also. So them little social media bullies, I don't even deal with those types. Social media bullies, I let them carry on.
Well, the problem with social media gives people that coward of voice.
Right.
Yeah, all the nerds and the quasi geeks now become, you know, knowledgeable. But what I don't like is that chat. My brother has put down a basis of love and teaching for over 4 years. He has never came across any direct group ever. And I told you, sir, who I won't even mention your name because you know why? Your mother should have swallowed you, at, you know, before she, you know, even considered you being, you know, so she, your mother should have swallowed you. Now, since your mother didn't swallow you, I'm going to give you the antidote. For you to come at my brother, you know, you've already killed yourself spiritually already.
Yeah, you
because what you have said means nothing. He'll be on next week. And guess what, Chatter, Mr. Ghoster, coward, bitch, you can come on, or we will wear you. And my brother will address you in a manner that would be necessary for you to grow. Because you're sick. You're sick. To say that my brother needs to have his tongue cut out, who are you? You know who I am. And you know who the people I deal with. How about that? You know who I am. And you know the people I deal with. Watch your mouth.
So just
shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up when grown folks is talking. I'm out.
Exactly. So Jay, let me ask you this question. Listen, bro.
Wow.
Did you hear what I said? Did you hear what I said, dude? Now, I want to ask you a question. In this climate that we in, do you think it's apropos for black people to stay far away from each other if you don't got no camaraderie, business dealings, or genuine liking for somebody.
Okay, now, I heard what Arset said, and I totally agree with what Arset said, but Arset, I have to be honest. This is me. This is my opinion. It's nothing against what you said. This is what I always say, and this is one of my mottos. I'm friendly, but I'm not your friend. I literally stay away from people because I don't have time for dumb shit and bullshit. And I live in a bubble that everybody just can't float in with me. So if you are not my kin, if you do not carry my bloodline, no offense and no disrespect and nothing against you, I'm good. I love people, but I don't like people. Because
So you already answered my question. You do believe that in this climate, black people, one of the best things we could do until we could figure it out is stay away from each other.
Right. If it ain't about no dollars, it don't make no sense to me. That's simply for me. That's
But see, you can't say that because all money ain't good money. I don't put that into the equation. I put business working relationship. You understand what I'm saying? See, because me and O can disagree. Me and Hooney can disagree. But we got love for each other. So there's also the boundaries that we're not going to cross. Certain people are habitual line crossers.
Come on now. You know what? I'm gonna bring up some more callers. This is an outstanding forum, and I address what I said. Kiss my whole entire black ass. By the way, I forgot to tell you.
I want your opinion on what I just said.
My opinion?
I want a Hooney opinion.
Okay, hold on. We're bringing Hooney back on.
You said you want Hooney's opinion? I want an opinion on what I said that I believe in this today's climate. To start some of the healing is black people need to stay far away from each other at all costs.
I'm with that because it's we're already malfunctionally fucked up because of the way we're programmed. And I don't want to be in your energy. Like, I can't handle everybody's energy. Like, I can't handle everybody's energy. I don't know what you're dealing with, and I don't have the time to understand because I am already fucked up myself. I see a therapist every Tuesday that I don't want to deal with it.
That's all right, brother.
Hold on, Jared. And now, Hooney, what do you have to say about that?
And of course, you're my brother.
I said what I said. And I know you back me
100%. Come on, Rabbi.
Yeah, and I love both of y'all. Now, me personally, I totally disagree with that. And here's my reasons why. I always introduce myself, and a lot of people haven't caught it yet, okay?
Yes.
I say I am the grand architect of the universe because what I say and what I write, if you have soul in you and you're able to feel what I'm – see, that's my tester right there, okay?
That's it.
That's the tester. I'm one of those because, like I say, as a soul being and the grand architect of the universe, not outerverse or universe, there's a difference. What I say is going to move you to motivate you or stimulate you if you still have soul. Right. And we as a people, this is where the master plan came in at. They want us separated because we are social people. Don't you know we are at our best? Here's a prime example. We can be in a cold house. They can shut off all the electricity. They can shut off the water. And do you know if enough of us with soul really got together in that cold house, where they sit back and want us to freeze to death, do you know our soul will activate enough for us to keep to stay warm? Do you know that?
You know what's crazy? How about this soul thing? Back in the day, and not too far long ago, in a country far away, in your own neighborhood, that you allowed no one to go through that. They had rent parties. They had places, you know, where people sit together and turn back on the lights and turn back on the water. I always say, do you know where your children are right now? But then, of course, you have to have control of your own household. First of all, number one, you have to have control of your household. Two, check on your next-door neighbor, and then they'll check on their next-door neighbor, so you have not only a neighborhood, but you have a community. And I know that's right. I know what Honey Bakabuka said is another physical, and it's correct. But however, okay, let's try to fix the situation at hand. And that's where I disagree with Coach to a certain extent, because in that way, I don't disagree because common sense is common sense, but I'm talking about as in, you know, helping our community be better to eradicate. I just said last week that there's people dying in your community and you go and lock the doors and hide underneath the bed. Not hide underneath your covers, you hide underneath your bed. Right? I said, like, who are you to do that?
Right.
How dare you do that? You should be marching in that one block. So where channel 6, 10, 7, whatever in your community is saying, damn, what's going on? Hey, we out here. We're not going to take this no more. Yo, young boys, kill us. Kill all of us. Right here on national TV. Kill us. We're not going to allow you to kill our kids anymore.
Oh, I don't want to cut you off. Oh, but.
No, you're not. I finished what I said.
And
I'm going to elaborate on why I said this, Hooney. So go ahead.
We fell so far from that because we don't have real leaders that can stand up for us and for our generation. Now, we are in a time where now the pastors at these churches who are supposed to be the leaders of the community, they're not looking out for the community. They're looking out for themselves.
They're the Fed.
But you know what, though? Wait a minute now. I'm going to say this. That's always been the situation in the black clergy. You know what I mean? Because if the money ain't running right.
Are you sure about
that? Yes, I mean, I'm talking about the majority. The majority of the black clergy? Are you serious?
The majority.
Are you serious now? There's Jared Thomas's. There's Derek Gibson's. You know what I mean? There's also the two Rays. There's Sister Bessie's. You know, there's 20 Bacatoons. There's our commissioner. And hold on. There's people out there that do the job, but we're a remnant. I'm talking about the sickness in our society that, let me tell you something, our people get preyed on, P-R-A-Y, and they get preyed on, P-R-E-Y. Stop playing with me. I'm that boy O.
I love it. And here's my point of reason again, Coach, is they know everything that we ever did, we did together. And everybody don't have to be so-called good. Everybody don't have to be so-called bad, because the truth of the matter, our foreparents, you got some that was positive that helped created us, and you got some that was negative, not in the sense in which we was taught in public school or through these institutions, okay? Because it takes both sides. To create supreme balancement. That's what the four or the 4 and 20 elders now. If you add up the 4 and 20 elders, you got 12 on one side and 12 on the other side. 12 positive, 12 negative. 12 seraphim, 12 cherubim. You understand? It's always been that way. So some of these brothers, and here's a true confession right now for you and everybody else. I was a disagreeable that failed. That turned around and converted to fight against my own host.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
So I know what it means. And the truth of the matter is the disagreeables are really, really the best warriors. What do you think Mikael was? He wasn't always a so-called good angel, the way that, you know, they lied and tried to talk about it. No, he was from the disagreeable seed.
Mm-hmm.
And most of the warriors are from the seed of the disagreeable.
It's crazy you said that, honey, because, you know, I know you don't liken yourself to Apostle Paul, but I understand. What you just said is the allegory of that. You know, I'm bringing on our next caller now on this Huddle Sports Nation, another forum. This is a forum. You know, not being loud and saying gibberish. Caller, you're on line right now with Huddle Sports Nation.
Hey, caller. Caller?
Hello?
Hey,
yeah, you're there.
You
there. We hear you. Mm-hmm.
Hey, how y'all doing tonight?
Not good. How you doing?
The,
We ain't doing good. How you doing?
I'm doing great because whoever wrote that comment, I just want to address them really quick.
Before she does that, this is the commissioner of all the syndicated stations. Go ahead, Angie.
What are you addressing, sweetheart? What are you addressing?
Whoever wrote that comment about my brother.
Which one?
That one that said his tongue should be cut out. Your tongue should be cut out. Your fingers too for what you typed. Because let me tell you something about my brother. And I ain't been knowing him that long. But from the time that I've met him, he's shown nothing but love for everybody.
Right. Right.
Ain't nothing that nobody told me but his actions. And action speaks louder than any word.
Right.
So should they
kiss your black ass right now, Angie? About what they said? About who?
They should kiss my whole black ass.
No,
there you go. That's for my commissioner. There you go. Only dancing is fantastic.
How nobody feel about it. Because what I
and I love y'all.
And one thing about me, and I'm just saying that
Coach,
you know, because I'm tired of people.
I'm
sick and tired of people saying
okay?
They can put somebody in a box and think that they have control over anybody. If you have not been down his journey and you've not journeyed his journey, then don't say
right.
Nothing. That's what we're doing right now. See, too many people want to put people in something and don't even know their journey. So I want you to be quiet. I want you to sit back, and I want you to listen. And I want you to take heed to some of the advancements that maybe you can advance.
Right.
That's what
we're
doing.
Mm-hmm.
And that comes from the top. You know, you heard the two top. You know what I mean? You know, and that's it.
Your question was, again, because I want to answer that too.
My question is, in this volatile climate and what we are seeing in the state of emergency of that black people are in, do you think one of the best methods is that all black people should avoid each other at all costs if you don't have your family,
I just wanted you to start so I can make sure I heard it right. But yeah, I heard it right.
Right.
So, no, because that's what's been going on all these years, and it's time for us to come out of it.
No,
if
have.
You don't have yourself together, then you need to just get yourself together so that you can get somebody else together, help get somebody else together. So do that first. But
okay.
For us that do have it together, for us that do have it together and want to make an impact and want to help bring somebody else up, then you know what we're going to do? We're going to keep trying to get people to come together because we got to get back to, like Brother O said, I remember hearing people talk about rent parties, light bill parties, and everything. People's lights didn't get shut off in your neighborhood. If they did, people helped them got back on. You know, because y'all talking about this topic, you know, I was faced with a situation today, and I ain't saying no names, but I was faced with a situation today, and I tell you, I presented the situation because I got so many women that follow my platform, and I'm putting them on blast tonight because I'm sick of people saying they support you, and they with you, and they this, but when things come up, you can't even support your sister when you see your sister in need. I'm tired of family members. Seeing family members suffer, but they'll go help a complete stranger when your sister is in need. It's time out for all of that. We don't pull each other down for too long while we watch other people come together and support each other. When are we going to get it? When are we going to understand? If for all those that say they are Christians and believers, if you are a believer, then you know the Genesis 15, I think it's 15, 12 through 15.
But if you're avoiding
when are you gonna realize that?
But if you avoid that energy, you wouldn't feel this way. If you're avoiding those individuals that you got that on the fence with you wouldn't feel this type of way because why? They're not in your circumference. And at this particular time, there soon as a white listen, we could be hanging out having a good old time, allegedly.
Uh-oh.
Right?
Watch it, coach.
Jay Whitey walks down the street, the whole dichotomy of how black people think changes. And when I'm talking about this,
Hold on, Commissioner. I'm going to say this to all the family members of our host here at Oni Dynasty. Where are you guys? Family, friends, who know that you have a platform. We've been dealing with this since 2013. I'm going to talk now. I'm going to talk. Because you know why? I've been here. Every show. Never missed one. I'm going to talk. Where have you guys been? And Angie just stepped on my bunion with that. You know that Hooney has a show. You know Offset has a show. Girlfriend, boyfriend, you know that Derek has a show. Jerick has a show. Where are you guys, man? The Enhancer. Hey, it's your cousin Ray Ray. You know, I'm glad what you're doing. All you guys who do not support our hosts that are family members, that say they love you, I'm going to call in. You so-called friends that see you at the Piggly Wiggly and the Giant, you know, at the ShopRite. You know, I'm going to call in. You need to be ashamed of yourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And that's to every single host that's been here since February 4th, 2013. Every single host, all 187 of them that have been here that had a platform. Where have you been? You need to be ashamed of yourselves. And if
with
you don't like what I say.
In their ass. That's what they
thank
did.
You, Jared.
Their fingers in their ass.
For real, and it's crazy, and you know, family and friends should be able to enhance the shows every time. You know, I know you're here. I remember the time that we had a brother by the name of Markell Bagley. Remember that, Hooney Bakatoon, you there? Markell Bagley had his whole family call in every show, didn't he? Markell Bagley had his whole family, so his mother, his father, his cousins, the brothers on the block. He's the only host in the history of Oni Dynasty that his family understood that we're all in it together. I've been waiting to address this for years, Coach Gibson, right? Even your family, right, Coach?
Yeah.
Where are they? Where are your friends? How come they're not calling in? We got nationwide, international callers that love us more than our own family.
Right.
You need to be ashamed of yourself. I don't give a
damn.
I don't care who your family is. I don't care. I'm CEO, man. I pay the bills. So what? I said what I said. All your family ain't shit. If they don't call in to support you, they ain't shit. Any host has a problem with that, call me. You know what I mean? You know my number. You know what I'm saying? Back to the program, Derek Gibson.
So where I was going with it, what I was saying this, sweetheart, is, hey, you do notice that we are quick to pull that gun out. We like to hear that pop, 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 pop it up, pop, 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 pop. Shooting out. It's fun. Shooting at our own people. It's fun breaking into our own people's cars. It's fun busting each other upside the head with something. It's fun. But as soon as that white man walked down that street, the whole dichotomy changed, and now y'all see the real exertion of real power. And we are scared. We get scared, and we get weird.
Okay.
Oh, the white man over there. Hold on. Chill.
Chill.
Who's
speak
that?
Speak for yourself.
I'm not talking. Mean, okay, you may be exception to the rule, but I'm talking about the non-exception to the rule, and that's going by numbers. This isn't to this. I'm not talking from the shoot from the hip. I'm telling you, I've seen it happen. I've seen the gentrification in South Philly where them white people coming in our neighborhood, they kicking the chicken bones out the Chinese store like, hey, I dare you to touch me. I dare you. You understand what I'm saying, Hooney?
Hey, coach, you know what's so beautiful about what you said, sir? Here's the beauty of what you're saying. The same people, right, that have programmed, and I always spoke about the soulless bastards that fell to earth. Okay, that's in one corner. But the same people who program people to hate themselves, to not trust themselves, right, to fight against each other, right? Where do you think the word MF come from? The same people who organized that, right?
Ooh.
Do you know they have the damn audacity to put all of this inside of the education system, right?
Come on
and
now.
And then to allow a situation to get so damn bad, and then guess what? They can come along with the white hat and the white horse to save the day.
Uh-huh.
You understand?
You know what's right.
Because
Bobby
Womack, coach.
Bobby Womack said it.
That they are, Captain America. They convince themselves in the world that they are Superman or Batman. You understand? And this is why our people are still looking for to be saved by somebody who don't look like them. You understand? It's all part of the, it's all part of the brainwashing and the programming. You understand?
Bobby Womack said.
They
Bobby Womack said this. Right. Bobby Womack said this, and it's deep. And honey, me and you talked about this a lot. Or excuse me, guys, since I'm CEO, you and I have talked about this a lot. The other man on the other side of town will catch hell that wasn't the ghetto around.
Yeah,
let that sink in, guys, because it
so
is
true.
Part of the supremacy. You talk about religion. I always told people this, and all the people that's on this forum right now, listen to me, and all the people around the world, including the brother that, you know, I should knock your teeth down your throat, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, you have teeth tonight. Listen to what I'm saying to you guys. The greatest religion in the world is white supremacy.
White supremacy.
The greatest remedy is black unity. It will eradicate supremacy. The greatest religion in the world is white supremacy. That's the only religion. The only religion. The only religion. I don't care about no Christianity. I don't care about no Islam. You know, none of that. That's not a religion. That's a way. If you practice it the way you're supposed to practice it, it's a way of life. I said the greatest religion is white supremacy, but the greatest gift is unity of the Melanite people. Now we're gonna you know, that's it. Now we're gonna end this show, Coach Khan. You know, but I'm gonna go to the first person that came on this line for final comments. Keep it in 4 minutes. Arsa the Tune Ray, your final comments tonight on this outstanding show.
I enjoyed this show, but I do want to say that that's the main thing. We got to stop. Fear is what governs the planet. And my father, he always says, you have to take your mind back. See, Coach, everything you're saying, it's like you're giving power to the beast. So if you're trying to put yourself in a shell and put yourself in a box, you might as well just go ahead and shoot yourself tonight, because that's not going to work. That you can't just hide yourself, because that's what the white devils and black devils, that's what they want you to do. They want you to go into your little hiding shell so you cannot expand to the next level, if that makes any sense. So we have to break out of that spell of going into a hiding mode. We're going to have to come together. One way or the other.
All right. Hope our commissioner gets a chance to call back. I want her to have final words. You know, thank you, Arsetta Tune Ray. And now, of course, you know, I'm going to go to Jared to get to Gwen Thomas for his final thoughts tonight.
Okay, this is my simple philosophy, and it's really simple. I don't know you. You don't know me. If you speak to me, I'll speak back to you. But if I do not speak to you, please do not speak to me. stay in your lane, I'm going to stay in my lane, as my uncle always told me. I love everybody, but I don't like everybody. That's it.
All right. And now, our international internet radio broadcasting this Friday for the class of 2020. Who do you about to turn?
First of all, I love this show. I love my coach. I love all of us here at OME Dynasty. For over 36 years, okay, for over 36 years, I had my own personal experience. And again, I don't need to walk or live in the shadow behind anyone, including Dr. Malachi Z. York, who I love. I took the time to get to know him, took time to speak to him, took time to study him, but was not always about him. That's what makes me different. And if you or anyone else have any issues with that, that's fine. Just don't make your issue mine. Because when you make your issue mine, and again, I'm not like anything that you ever dealt with. I'm an unearthly. And like I said many times before, it'll never, ever end with me. It'll never, ever end. Okay? So take it for granted if you want to, or leave it alone.
And now our commissioner of our league, the Honorable Angela Thomas Smith.
Wow. This has really been a show. I have enjoyed it. Thank you, Derek. For your topic tonight, because you definitely have sparked some things. I just want people to know that you have to understand who you are and the power that you possess. So in order to do that, you must position yourself to be an overcomer by being a willing vessel to empower others through your resilience. It's up to you. It's in you. Stop looking to other people and other things when it's in you. Will you be that change that you desire? That you desire.
All right.
Thank you for
the show.
You heard
our commissioner. Now it's my turn. I love the fact that that person chatted us tonight. I love the fact that this is a non-censored program from our hosts to our listeners. But let me let you know something. Queen Pacatoon is my brother. I've been waiting for people to come on and try to do some dissension. But did you forget who I am? You must have. You know who I am. Huh? You come at my brother. That didn't come at me? Bitch. You know that? You're a bitch. And I'm going to treat you like one. I walk dogs. Tomorrow night on these stations, we come back on with Chinchilla Jonesia and Newsform. And she's always been a champion of all the people. And she will continue to do that. Tomorrow night, 9:30 Eastern. Daylight time on these O&E stations. Mr. Derek, the coach of the Gibson family. D. Gibb, congratulations on your 31st O&E syndicated station all-time connection record tonight. Congratulations, sir.
Oh, man. I needed it. I needed it.
Congratulations.
I needed this.
Congratulations. And Damon Edward has advertising the O&E, which is Oladele and Gozi Enterprise, of course, at www.lookingglassentertainment.wordpress.com, as well as Ngozi Prime Taiwan at Damon.com. We are Ngozi Taiwan for Twitter and Instagram. Oladele Ngozi Pinterest and Google Plus. Oladele Malay will go see Facebook, as well as our business page. Hello Sports Nation, as well as the historic, determined, and motivated Online Now Network. Any comments or suggestions for this wonderful program tonight? oladele.ngosipmy@gmail.com. And I am the 2019 disc jockey and 2021 producing the Shrani for the International Internet Radio Hall of Fame. I am your God. You should worship me. Oladele Malewa Ngozi. Saying good night and good luck to all the folks out there in Armed Force Radio that support us on a constant basis tonight. Let me kiss myself. I'm the best that's ever done it. Hold up, knuckleheads.
All right, hold up, knuckleheads. First of all, I'm going to start and address this fool. Listen, you got beef with whom? You got beef with 1,000 people, all right? And you got beef with me, and you don't want that smoke. And it don't got to be violent. It just got to be you going. Don't stand behind a computer talking crazy. Stand what you do. That's a problem with these people out here. A lot of people can't. It's stand by your work. I want you to stand by your work. Your work is hot garbage. Secondly, don't get the misinterpreted. I'm not saying state we don't need to know. At this climate right now, man, it's too much negativity going on right now. When I mean you might catch me in Kensington and you'll catch me at Stake 48. I'm not hiding. I don't run. I don't hide. I'm everywhere. All over this city, I'm all over different cities, but I'm not hiding. But what I mean by stay in your lane and stay away from people, stay away from negative forces that can get you entangled into situations that can become volatile and you can lose your life or that person can lose their life. This is where we at with it as black people. Do I got the solution to it? No. But right now, we are losing soldiers. So if we can't gain any momentum, let's save our soldiers.